हरिः ओम् सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जानी तार जय श्री प्रभुपाद। So the whole it means the whole purpose of the material world is to bring the living entities back to the spiritual world. There's no other purpose of the material world, right? But in the meantime, until they qualify to go back, then at least they don't disturb those who are back, right? Those in the spiritual world, they won't create trouble there, because in the spiritual world, then everybody is always seeing everything connected to Krishna. And so if you have a group of people that don't see you connected to Krishna, then it can become a disturbance, because it doesn't have, lacking the Krishna consciousness, then it lacks taste, it lacks rasa, it lacks substance and everything like that. So then, and since the living entity, being an individual, has that need to interact with others on a personal platform, then no one will want to interact with them, but they'll want to interact with everybody, and it'll just be a disturbance. So Krishna arranges that you have the material phenomena in which the living entities then can function and try to fulfill their desires to be the controller and enjoyer as they, be the controller and enjoyer as they feel they can be, right? They can be the best they can be, being the controller and enjoyer. So he gives the material world for that. So then the living entities here, he's trying, but Krishna goes along with them. So every living entity, Paramatma, is with them. And then that's in their heart, as Kiradakshai. Then as Garbhadakshai, then he is controlling all the energies and everything within the universe, so that all the situations and mechanics of everything go smoothly. And he's as Karanadakshay Vishnu, in which all the inherent laws of his creation are being maintained, right? So the primary creation and the secondary creation. Primary of Karanadakshay, secondary of primary of Karanadakshay, secondary of Garbhadakshay, and then as Paramatma in the heart of every living entity. So like that, then Krishna is taking care. So he's the original guru. He's the Adi Guru, right? Means that. All the elements of guru go back to him, because he is knowledge. So that means all there is that is knowledge that guru is giving is coming from Krishna, and it is Krishna. And then the processes that are there is Krishna. The results are Krishna. And so he's the original guru. Now then in this, then we have two features of guru that represented by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and that represented by Srimati Radharani. So then you see is that with Nityananda Prabhu, it's that element of, I am understanding I'm the soul, I'm servant of Krishna, I'm not this body. One cannot, by pursuing material desires, you can't be happy. And then therefore, then the endeavor to give up that material attachment to the material world. And that doesn't mean a specific attachment. It means just the principle of attachment to the material world. It means you start with the ones that are important to you, but ultimately to give them up completely, because you may give up the external elements, you know, for some time temporarily, like we see the great jnanis and yogis. They're able to give up so much on this material desire and even bring themselves to the platform of liberation. But then they'll fall down, because being living entities, they have to have relationships, interact with people, you know, and have values and things that they're trying to achieve, and, you know, all these kind of things. They have an identity, they have, you know, things that they're qualified to do and get results, and that they can then feel that, yes, I did something of value, and then they get their experience that they're looking for. So since they don't know the spiritual, they come back to the material. So that means is when we're getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, that means then you're getting the mercy to give up all material attachment. And that includes, I am the controller and enjoyer, because that's the basis of it. Right? It means if you cut the grass off, the weeds, but then they grow back. Why? Because the root is there. Right? So that's the whole point, is that the you have to pull up the roots, and that is, I'm the controller and enjoyer. You mean, I'm controller and enjoyer, I've given up this thing or that thing. But no, you have to give up the principle of it. I'm not the controller and enjoyer. Whatever you're dealing with, it has to be seen in the context of how it serves Krishna and how you can serve Krishna with these items and these actions and these situations. So by the grace of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, then we can cross the material ocean and give all that up. Then Srimati Radharani, being the taking the position of the Hladini Shakti, she's bringing pleasure to Krishna. So bhakti is meant to please Krishna. So therefore, being engaged in devotional service, then that is by Srimati Radharani's grace, because you're always, Krishna appears through his internal potency. So any manifestation is through his internal potency. Right? So even the holy name, it's through his internal potency. Means otherwise, it's his energy, it's him, but it's only him in the form of Brahman or Paramatma. So Bhagavan means then we're appreciating that this is him, because it's being done to please him as a person. See, it's not trying to please him as Bhagavan, then Brahman and Paramatma, you can function. But Bhagavan means you appreciate Krishna's, you know, individual existence, and that he is the existence of everything else. He is the controller and everything else. And because of that, he's also the pleasure of everything. So anything that you want, any experience, that's coming from Krishna. So he's happy, we're happy, right? So that means bhakti is an ongoing thing. So therefore, Srimati Radharani, then that's the side she brings out. So you don't have to have, there's no problem that, oh, you know, it's Guru's representing Nityananda. No, Guru's representing Radharani. Oh, that's a higher principle. The point is if you don't do the functioning of the lower, how do you do the higher? Just like you want to cook. And let's say the pot is dirty. So now you can say, but it's just about Radharani. So we don't have to worry about, you know, these lower aspects and all that. So we'll just take the pot as it is dirty, and we're going to cook in it for Krishna. Says, no, you're not. You're just lazy. And you're worried about prestige. So therefore, by Nityananda Prabhu's grace, the pot is clean. Then when you cook for Krishna, now you can cook something nice. So the two go together. Because you have, the whole point is that when you have the aspect of, you know, Sambandhavide and Prayojana, which is all three of Krishna's features, then it means the Sambandha is going to be the environment in which all is there. Abhideya is going to be the actions themselves, right? And Prayojana is going to be then the end result of pleasing Krishna, right? But the situations, the spiritual situations are there to please Krishna. The actions are to please Krishna. But the point is then there's the actual pleasure of Krishna. What to do that pleases Krishna? So that's going to be Radharani, right? So in other words, you have the overlap where Nityananda Prabhu is taking care of the situations and the mechanics of action. Then Radharani, where you have the devotional attitude that you're trying to connect this action with Krishna's pleasure. And so it's complete. right? So the Abhideya, that's the overlap. You have them both. So that's the way it goes on. That's why you always see it's Krishna and Balaram. Because Krishna is the Lord of the Icha Shakti, means his desire. And then Kriya, you know, what's going on and actions that we perform. And Jnana, the situations that you're in, that's Lord Balaram oversees that. Right? And even for Jnana, he expands as Vasudev to take care of that specifically. You know, so that's where you get the Brahman Paramatma features. So you can't separate them. So to say, oh, it's just Krishna and Radha, okay, but the point is where are they having the pastimes? They're having in a place. Actions are being performed. So that's what Balaram arranges. That's why he's the supreme personality of servitor Godhead, right? And then Srimati Radharani is the internal potency, because Krishna, you can't interact or contact Krishna except through the internal potency. And so therefore, then you're being able to, you know, serve and please Krishna is because of the internal potency. So you have to have all the features, right? We have to be careful that we don't distract ourselves from it because of the thought of prestige. Oh, you know, Guru has these two, but you know, I'm under Guru, you know, from Radharani, you know, not Nitya, not because that's lower, you know, just like Gaur Gadadhar, that's a higher worship than Gaur Nitai. But the point is without Gaur Nitai is the complete feature, because that's there. Then you have then you can function in the Gaur Gadadhar, you know, like that. These all these things, or though the souls either are coming from Karanadakshai Vishnu, Mahanarayan, or Balaram, right? But, you know, because, you know, I'm such a fabulous individual, I must be coming from Balaram. But the point is if you're in the material world, you're connected with Mahavishnu. Now, you by performance of devotional service, by grace of Krishna, you know, Guru Krishna and the Vaishnavas, then you come back to your natural position of servant of Krishna. Then if it's within the aspect of majesty, then it'll be under Mahanarayan. If it's under the aspect of sweetness, then it'll be under Balaram. But the point is that it's the same person. It's just what feature? Just like we're under Mahamaya now, but it's still Yogamaya in this feature. So in the same way as the aspects of Sankarshan, these are just features of Balaram. Depending upon how we're dealing. We're dealing on the material platform. Therefore, Balaram reciprocates as Garbhadak and Karanadakshai Vishnu. We reciprocate, you know, based on the principles of majesty, then he functions as Mahanarayan. We do on the point of sweetness, then it's Balaram. Or if it's mixed, then it's Balaram and Dwarka. Right? So this idea that prestige is an important element here is no, because in Vishnu Purana it mentions that greed, prestige, and violence towards others, these three qualities, you know, are obstacles to devotional service, because they're never a consideration. We're not doing it because it's prestigious, right? Like that. So one has to be very careful to understand that this balance there in Guru Tattva, because it's ultimately it's Krishna. So it's Krishna who's coming these aspects, you know, like that. So then like you have Sankarsha Prajumna Aniruddha and then Vasudeva. So Krishna, he is he is performing the pastimes. And then Balaram, you know, then takes care of the Sankarshan Prajumna aspects. And Radharani, the Krishna's pleasure. So it's those, all of those three features go together. That's why you always see is in Vrindavan, there's always Krishna and Balaram. Like that, because if Balaram's not there in the pastimes, then how does Krishna go to Radhakund? Right? He's gone out with the cowherd boys. And if it's just him, then how does he escape and go to Radhakund? Right? Because all the coward boys would follow him. But Balaram stays there and takes care of the cowherd boys. So they all interact with him, right? Because the overseeing that rasa, the cowherd boys, that's done by Balaram. Because the Hladini is Radharani, she's in control of that. And so that expands as the conjugal rasa. Then the Samvit, which Balaram is the lord of, that expands as parental friendship and servitorship. So then he becomes a very, prominent personality in that. So then he can interact. And if, like you see, Balaram's, at home. So therefore, then, Mother Yashoda can interact with him. The servants can interact with him. Does that make sense? So you have these subtleties. How would you have these pastimes? Because the coward boys stay with Balaram. Why are you out? Because you need an excuse to go out. So you're taking care of the cows. Why? Because you're Vaishyas. So Vaishyas take care of cows. So therefore Krishna Balaram out with the cows. And then he can go off to see the gopis. So you can't separate them. This thing is, oh, it's only this or it's only that. And these are just ideas that have come up from the Sahajiyas, trying to put themselves in a special position, prestigious. I'm so advanced and, more than others and all this kind of thing. It's not real. So therefore, we have to follow in the footsteps of the Acharyas. Then from this down in the line, then is coming the Acharyas. Then they establish what to do, how to do, and this and that. And then all that put together, then we get the founder Acharya. He shows how to understand and balance all the different instructions of all the Acharyas. So if you think this Acharya says this and that one that, and it's contradictory, means you're not taking properly in that function, in that particular area. You're not taking shelter of the founder Acharya. You're thinking, I'm going to do this with my own intelligence. And that's not intelligent. Right? Because Srila Prabhupada shows the balance of them. What books to take, what instructions to take, and what moods to take that are valuable that we can apply in our life, and then you can get the balance. Then you can function with everybody. Because they've all come to do their particular part. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes, Maharaj, it makes
sense. Okay. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for how you say. Yeah, means willingly with determination, taking part in Srila Prabhupada's, service and instructions, because Prabhupada made the point is that it's following his instructions that defines who is part of his mission, who's part of his movement. That's the singular thing that defines it. If someone takes, has faith as instructions and is trying to follow those in their life, however well they can do. Some will do more, some will do less, some in this area, that area. But that's what defines the society, right? Means you can now organize that, just like, let's say you want to go on Harinam, right? And so one wants to go on Harinam, one has faith in that. So somehow or another, the devotees get together some kind of vehicle, like that amazingly actually has some petrol in it and can get down the road to where they want to go, despite themselves, somehow or another, by Krishna's mercy, it happens. So they all pile into that, and then they get to the place, and then they do their preaching. So the point is that desire to do that service, making that endeavor to be involved in that service, and then the service itself when they have the opportunity. And then to do that, then, that you have, a particular place to stay, that you have a vehicle to get you there, that you have a schedule of, okay, who puts the petrol in the bus, and who cleans the bus, and who sticks all the books in the bus, or the, sticks all the musical instruments in the bus, or that someone's going to drive the bus, or that there's even anybody in the bus when the driver drives the bus, you know, because he said, I'm only supposed to drive it. No one told me I have to take the devotees with me, you know, so but that all that's organized, then that's just to help that. Does that make sense? So if you remove that determination to follow Prabhupada's instructions to preach and do something, and all you have is bus, well-maintained, driver's there, knows what to do, all the different things, everything's there, everything's organized very nicely, but it's not used to fulfill Krishna's, Prabhupada's instruction, then you can't say that that's the primary point, right? In other words, the mechanical elements are the secondary. They support the primary. Right, you know, it's just like you cook something very nice, and so, you know, for a festival, you put it in some nice dish or some nice arrangement, but it's the prep that's important. If I just bring out a nice dish, I bring out this really first class, nice dish for Krishna on, you know, Janmashtami, and put it in front of him, you know, as the offering. It's kind of like, where's the food? No, it's such a nice dish, I didn't want to cover it up with all you know, all those, you know, vegetables and stuff, then you wouldn't be able to see the plate. No, it's the point is the offering is the main, and then these others are the support. And in that way, they also become part of the offering, right? So that somebody filled up the petrol, that someone, you know, loaded the van, that someone organized all the devotees, someone, you know, got the driver there, and someone knew where to go and all that. That then all becomes service because it's connected to the primary. So that's the glory of devotional service, is that when you have the primary, the secondary becomes non-different, right? That's the Achintaveda Veda Tattva. But you still have to know what's the difference, right? Krishna is everything, but you still know who he is as Bhagavan, you know, and how as Brahman and Paramatma, he is everything. But as Bhagavan, he says, you know, there's a difference. So they're non-different, but they're different. So that becomes then important. As we appreciate that, then we see is that that's what actually makes one a follower of Srila Prabhupada. That makes one actually a member of ISKCON. It's following the instructions like that. And the other things, if they're serving that, then it becomes nice, but they never in any way equal or take precedent over the instructions. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki
jai,
Sanyatai Gaur Premanandi
Harimango.